Knights and the Knighthood Today. Today, the title Knight refers to people who receive this honour from the King or Queen. It is a thank you for good services to the country. But in the Middle Ages, a knight was a soldier who fought for the king and the country. Knights in the Middle Ages almost always came from noble families. They had a high position in society and worked for lords or directly for the king. When they went into battle, they wore heavy armour and rode strong horses. They carried a special shield with their family symbol, called a coat of arms. When they weren't fighting in battles, knights often practiced their skills by going to tournaments. These were big competitions, and there were several different sports, including jousting. Boys learnt how to become a knight from the age of 7. These young boys were called pages. They learnt about horses and armour and how to fight with a wooden sword. When they were around 12, they became squires. A squire learnt how to fight from a real knight. He also helped the knight do many things, including putting on his armour before going into battle. Today's knights do not need to fight, and they do not have a specific job to do. The special honour is called a knighthood. In Great Britain, these awards are given twice a year. If you are knighted by the Queen, you are then invited to a special ceremony at Buckingham Palace. Here, you kneel in front of the Queen and she touches your shoulders with a sword. A British man can then use Sir before his name, and a British woman can use Dame before hers. Sometimes the Queen awards an honorary knighthood to non-British citizens. These people are knighted, but they cannot officially use the title. Recent examples are Bob Geldof and Bill Gates. Often, non-famous people are given a knighthood to say thank you for their charity work.